Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is playing out, wishing I had more time, because I will study the news at night in the morning and then print out all the stories with the crew and go over them, stack them all up here in front of me, and it's the same warp, time warp that happens every day where I end up covering maybe 30-40% of it by the end of the show, and I've absolutely got to cover all of this today. I mean, there is just so much to cover. Now, we had Lindsey Williams on for an hour earlier in the week, and I've never heard him just get to all the points and lay it all out. And the things he was saying from his sources were clicking with what my sources are saying. Very revealing. So I thought we'd get him on to recap, cover a bunch of the stuff he didn't have time to get to, and then take like an hour of your phone calls today with Lindsey Williams, Alex Jones, and the InfoWars listeners. So that is coming up about an hour and a half or so with Lindsey Williams today, interspersed with other news. Hey, here's a story. It's not our top story. It's just a joke. It's funny. Associated Press, crisis-ridden EU wins Nobel Peace Prize. EU set up by megabanks to destroy the sovereignty of EU countries on record, transferring trillions of dollars every few months to private megabanks, bragging that they've conquered Europe in the Financial Times and other places, and they gave them a peace prize. Yeah, the EU, who has gotten behind NATO and the attacks on Syria and Libya, is just a criminal organization, a globalist organization, an anti-liberty UN world government promoting group. It's the core of the world government, and they've been given a peace prize. Why not? Go all the way. You gave Obama one. Bigger warmonger in many respects than George W. Bush, but it's okay because he's a liberal. He's a Democrat. And, he's got a peace prize. Why not give him another one? Hell, why not give him 50? Why not give him 1,000 peace prizes? They can just have an assembly line of them, and Obama can sit on a giant pyramid mountain of them and say, hey, he won 1 million peace prizes. He is the man of peace. They call the Antichrist. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. It's a joke. But he's definitely of the Antichrist spirit, as they say. Okay. Wow. Whoa. We're going to go to break here in a minute. We have this little short segment because so many stations want to carry this segment instead of carrying establishment news. A lot of stations do carry it, but really the official start of the show is when we come back here in just a few minutes, and I am going to try to get into it all. But I talked a little bit about Bill Maher yesterday saying we need more death and saying, hey, people that want abortions, people that promote abortion, it's really about reducing population and getting rid of bad people, ugly people, useless people. And I was really re-listening to that, and the story did go viral. And it just really came to me that, well, of course he's on the board of PETA. I happen to know the inside scoop on PETA. It was so shocking when I learned it 13 years ago, when my wife was just my girlfriend, that I told her, do not take this lucrative book deal, because they tracked her down and found out who she was. And believe me, the amount of money they were offering was like 10 times the money we had in the bank. She was living with me. She just moved in. We were shacked up, as they say. But we got married. Big deal. The point is that it was so off the chart that even Mr. Conspiracy Theorist Alex Jones said, I believe you, but no one's going to believe this. And then later, just as off her talking to publishers, that info was tracked by private investigators, and all the weird stuff about PETA came out. And see, it all fits in. So you know what? I think today I'm going to really expose these people. It needs to be done. And then we're going to get into, the big news is straight ahead on Syria, the economy, the debate, you name it. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We'll be fine.
Folks, same as the old boss. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 12th day of October 2012, and we've got Lindsey Williams joining us again today with his insider sources on what's coming up in the Middle East, the economy, the designed implosion of the dollar, and more to take your phone calls. He's coming on to take your phone calls today. That's coming up in the next hour. That should be always extremely informative. Okay, where to start? We've got huge news in Turkey and Syria and that war expanding and U.S. troops massing, already on the ground fighting Russians for months, but it's really escalating right now. A Russian general confirmed killed a month ago, just came out this week, confirmed dead. Yeah, U.S. troops under NATO battling Russians. That's pretty big news. We're going to be getting into that. More on the meningitis outbreak that, of course, is tied to Big Pharma, but their answer is you should take a vaccine for it. Also, we're going to be getting into City of Glen Era demands a $120 permit for throwing frisbees, and that ties into similar activities all over the world with the out-of-control nanny state. We've got more on Bill Maher saying we need to promote death. The planet's too crowded. Let's kill the right people. That's what abortion's for. So we're going to be going over what that ties into the whole eugenics movement that poses as liberals. Why have we let them take the term liberal? Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. Liberal means more freedom. You people are authoritarians that call themselves liberals. And we'll also get into the joke of the criminal EU being given a Nobel Peace Prize just like Obama was. And something really out of control. We told you this was coming. They've now claimed that the Chinese have hacked the White House right as Obama sets to sign the executive order taking over what's left of the Internet. Even CBS News admits it's draconian, the executive order they've been floating around the last month. Now Iran has attacked U.S. computers, and the Secretary of Defense says it's been devastating. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry, though. They're going to have the NSA spy on you and tax the Internet and shut down free speech to stop those evil Iranians. Why, they said last year when Stuxnet had gone through Iran and gone around the world, which it was admitted that U.S. and Israel made the weapon, working with Microsoft, it had intimate knowledge of the, quote, Microsoft kernel. I'm not a computer expert. I read what the top experts say. And then across the board, they said this is U.S. Israeli made. Congress later admitted it. But they went on the news and said, we got to have cybersecurity and take over the web with the Pentagon, who's already in control of it. They're just announcing it now because of Stuxnet, those dirty Iranians. So it'd be like if I walked over or you walked over and beat your neighbor's brains out with a baseball bat on live television and then told the police, arrest the corpse for beating its brains out. And the cops said, you said it, boss. And they pick up the corpse and take them away. So I'm going to be getting into that. But none of that is our top story. None of that is our top story. This article that I saw yesterday and I read part of but never got to on air is our top story. And John Rappaport at Infowars.com, NoMoreFakeNews.com, bombshell. Mind control engineers now drugging children for social justice. And this is how conditioned I've gotten. I read the New York Times yesterday. I read the article before I went on air. I didn't get to it. And it shows how conditioned I've gotten that even when CNN comes out and says we need everybody to take a brain chip, that'll stop terrorism. Or Homeland Security comes out and says we want you to wear a electroshock taser stun gun bracelet. Everyone to fly, and then if you're bad, we hit a button. That's not even an issue now. That's like, oh, maybe we need that. Regular Army and Marine Corps checkpoints all over the highway being announced where they're not drills now. They're searching you without a warrant. They're outside the 10th Amendment, outside posse comitatus. It violates so many laws, so many basics of freedom. I mean, it's red alert, martial law being phased in. That's not even an issue now. But I know, now I covered this back on Monday, because they're now implementing the new Freedom Initiative. And I saw articles all over the news saying we're going to have compulsory mental health screening of all public school children, government training camp children, and all private schools that are accredited and colleges, and we're just going to force you to come in and ask these questions. And it says, do you ever have anxiety? Do you ever have trouble sleeping? Do you ever get angry? Do you ever get depressed? I mean, it's like everybody. Well, New Freedom, this was 5-6 years ago, WorldNet Daily reported on. It was in the Pennsylvania newspapers because one of the federal members of the committee, it was like 20 people on it, went public and said, this is written by Big Pharma to drug half the kids in America and half the adults, and they're going to force it. And they're going to say that basically everyone's mentally ill. And then if you don't agree with it, you're mentally ill, which now they've had the Psychiatrists and Psychologists Association come out and put it in their little file in the last few years, more than, 15 different designations saying not liking big government, thinking it's corrupt, is mentally ill. And you remember the Wired magazine last week, not just us, Wired magazine reported on the new Army training manual for Army intelligence that operates domestically and MPs. It says, if you don't like mainline ideologies and don't trust the government, you are a terrorist. People go, well, that's ridiculous. No, it's not ridiculous. They've got re-education camps built. The Army admitted that. That's 4 months old. That's public. They call it a re-education camp. It's not us calling it that. They use the Soviet term. Okay? So, again, they're just normalizing this because they know large portions of the public are in la-la land and will believe and do anything. And this dovetails, because I was rereading this morning, and it sent chills up my spine. I was going to cover it, and then I noticed that John Rappaport sent chills up his spine. I want to get John on the Sunday show to talk about this. Let's get John on Sunday if he can do it, like the second hour, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Let's get him on the 5 o'clock hour Sunday. Yeah, let's get John. He does great reporting for us, and he's been reporting on this for 40 years. He's been fighting these people that long. He used to work for, I don't know, ABC News, you name it, as a producer, all the big TV shows written for national publications, until he just said, I can't be part of this anymore, the talking points and all of it. He refused to play ball with them, but he's going to come on. His article's up at InfoWars.com, and it is a bombshell. You know, that's the thing. We're hit by just bombshell, 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 bombshell. And those of us that are informed, it's horrifying, but we even get accustomed to it. Humans are tough, folks. I mean, people get told you got brain cancer, you'll be dead in 3 months. I've talked to friends that have died, you know, of it. And at first they're freaked out, but in a week or so, they just get together and, all right, let me get my stuff together. Let me get my life together. You know, humans are tough when we're faced with adversity. And they use that against us. I've talked to globalists before. One time, a CEO of a major bank, well, president of a major bank, I was in the first class area with him, flying to be on The View. I've told this story many times. And, you know, he's like, well, off record, let me tell you how it works. He goes, people will put up with anything because humans are resilient. And we know that. And they'll just muddle through no matter what we do. He basically admitted the corporations were going to bankrupt the government and then take everything over, and then they would be the government. And then I was talking to my dad. He was talking to a big medical executive, you know, national level, and he was telling him he went to this Harvard business thing they sent him to. If they want government funding, that's what everything's going to under government health care, and they told him that. I mean, it's America's being taken over. It's a world government. It's one corporation. It's all going to merge. Foundations will run everything. And the guy's telling my dad, yeah, your son's absolutely on target. I mean, this is 100% real, is the point. One of the board members, you can pull it up, you know, just type in New Freedom Initiative to put half of kids on drugs. You'll get the WorldNet Daily article from 2006, and it's got links to all of it, but it was also in the Pennsylvania papers. And even their own people went public and said, we're going to put half the kids on dangerous drugs, up from 20%. Well, it got shot down. Ron Paul, God bless him, helped shoot it down in the Congress. Well, they're just doing it through the bureaucracy now. And I started seeing Monday, I told you about this on the Monday show, articles everywhere saying, get ready for your screening. But I didn't even know it was this bad. They came out in the New York Times and said, well, it's social justice that we're going to put everybody on drugs. Because if some kids are going to be on drugs, you got to be on drugs. They're now admitting it's social control. And they're now admitting it's about the upper-class white kids, they deserve to be brain-damaged. We always knew they targeted kids that raised their hands and talked a lot. I mean, these people just want to hurt your family, folks. It's like Bill Maher. People need to die. You're scum. There's too many people. But it's not that. They don't want to compete with you. They want to dumb you down to control you. That's why he's on the board of PETA, which is a eugenics anti-human organization. The stuff I know about PETA that I've never even said on air is so wild. But a lot of it came out, how they try to pressure members to go get animals from the shelter to kill them, and then they sit there killing them, getting off on it, and eating big T-bone steaks. And my wife's telling me this 13 years ago. We've been married 11 years. And I'm like, look, I know you're not crazy, but don't take this book deal. I just don't think anyone's going to believe this. And they found out who my wife was, a big national publisher, and came and found her. They had private investigators on it. She was offered the contract, a huge amount of money. It was more money than I've been offered for book deals. Okay, we're talking a lot. Because my wife's famous. She went by the name Violet Nichols when she was a lady throwing dead raccoons on people and getting arrested in Japan, Rush Limbaugh talking about her. Her name's Kelly Nichols. She went by Violet because that was her cover name. I mean, you know, she'd go into Vogue events and throw dead raccoons on people, and she was an outside person who just loved animals and was shown slaughterhouse films. She was one of the few people to be brought into the upper sanctum for 2 months, and she left, and she eats meat now. She understands it's a cult. But the point is that she was telling me, the point is Bill Maher's in this cult. Man, I know, oh gosh, I tell you what, I may just get her in here on air. I think it's time people hear all this. Plus, it's dangerous to even know this stuff and not talk about it. And she was scared of him, too. That's why I said, well, let's just not let's fight the New World Order. This is, but now I realize it's total eugenics. Wait, I'm going to give you how they want to drug your kids to hurt them straight ahead in their own admissions. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Cybersecurity takeover, you know, the big mega corporations that wrote the Cybersecurity Act on record that hands over control of the web to them, kills the old free web and transfers it over to Internet 2, a plan I've been covering for more than a decade because they bragged about it. First, they let the web be free. They get you addicted to it, get all commerce on it to track everybody. Then they start removing the freedom. We'll be getting into all that. But when I look at this headline, attention deficit disorder or not, pills to help in school. And they go, yeah, we're just going to drug your kids, period. Just like I have national news, CBS News, saying mercury in vaccines helps your brain. Now, everybody knows that's not true, but they just say it. I've played that clip many times. Just type into a search engine, mercury good for children's brains. The video pops up. ADHD drugs prescribed to all academically struggling children. That's right. If you're struggling in any way, you are to be drugged. Oh, but now there's, if you drill down into the real announcement, and it's up at InfoWars.com, John Rappaport breaks it down. It's the latest thing. Psychiatrists are now giving children in poor neighborhoods Adderall, a dangerous stimulant, by making false diagnosis of ADHD or no diagnosis at all. Their aim, to promote social justice to improve academic performance in school. But then they go on to also say that, well, then we have to drug everybody. Make it fair. We have to have the TSA grope everyone. Oh, we don't profile. We just enslave everyone. The rationale is the drug kids will now be able to compete with children from wealthier families who attend better schools. Leading the way is Dr. Michelle Anderson, a pediatrician in the Atlanta area. Incredibly, she told the New York Times, his diagnosis of ADHD are made up as an excuse to hand out drugs. That's a quote. Oh, yeah, here it is. Attention deficit disorder or not, pills to help in schools. And they're just dispensing with it now. The government and Big Pharma are drug dealers. And it shrinks the brain. Adderall, Ritalin shrinks the brain, expands the heart. It does everything methamphetamine does. I mean, it hurts these kids bad. When I played football, and I didn't play very long, I played from about sixth grade up till I was a sophomore. We had two people drop dead on the football field, and it turned out both of them, even back then, were on Ritalin. No heart problems. You're on speed, you're running drills, you're running 100 yards back and forth, they're running around, you drop dead. And now they just dispense and say, hey, we're just handing out drugs. I've told the story of my last year in high school. I had finished up, because I've been in school 5 years, because I kind of basically missed a year of school, got sent out to work on the ranch, because I was in so much trouble in Dallas, kind of moved down here to get away from the trouble, to Austin. And long story short, I didn't need a full year of school, but I needed like 6 months more or another semester, basically 4 months. And so two periods a day, I was in the office helping bring in paper and go bring notes. And, you know, they said, oh, we'll just assign you to help the office. So I was in there and, you know, the nurse, middle-aged blonde, she, you know, came on to me and stuff and a little bit. And then she said, hey, you like drugs? And I said, I literally said to her, I said, I've run 6 miles every day. I mean, I was in great shape. And I said, do I look like I do drugs? I didn't even drink beer then. I drank beer previous to that, but I'd even stopped drinking beer. And I got on this total health kick. And she's like, well, it doesn't matter. It's fun. It's speed. You ever done speed? And I said, yeah, I did a couple times. Felt horrible. She goes, well, listen, I'm going to give you this doctor's card, the psychiatrist or psychologist card. Come on. I said, no, I don't want to take it. She goes, come on. It's good. It's drugs. You want it. I hand these out all day. I mean, it's just like, it's just a bunch of freaks, ladies and gentlemen. That's what America is, a bunch of weird freaks who want to get you into what they're doing. And here it is. They're just in the news going, yeah, we're going to drug half the kids. You're not going to stop us. So people are crazy that put their children in a government training camp. You're learning how to be a prisoner. You're learning how to have RFID, thumbprint to get your school lunches, thumbprint or face print to get your library books. Your parents can't get you out without an ID card, and they have to be held like prisoners. It is jail training, so is the TSA, so are the airports, and they admit it is. It's Skinnerian operant conditioning. This is an empire. The globalists are run by psychiatrists and psychologists, and they've taken over. And I want to get into their culture of death when we come back. All the big top psychologists, psychiatrists, bioethicists, Peter Singer, PETA, all of them, anti-human, but they're not just anti-human. They are sick, vicious psychopaths who just love death and power and want to be able to operate and get away with whatever they want. That's who they are. That's who they are.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't sky. 'Cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole.
The sands of time.
The sands of time for me
are running low. Running low. This republic, the time we have to avert this before it goes into civil war and an absolute clash with the forces of control freakdom, are running low. The final sands are beginning to pile up at the bottom, and we are just simply trying to get as many people as we can awake to understand the criminal evil we're dealing with. Folks, I've been studying politics for more than 20 years, been on air for 17. And the reality of what I've discovered is so horrific that I know why people have trouble dealing with it. But the facts are in. armies of psychopaths, sociopaths, sadists, control freaks, mentally ill, gibbering demons have formed giant armies of evil against humanity. And we're going to be talking about them in just one moment and tying it into one of their arrogant know-it-all priest, Bill Maher. I just want Bill Maher to know, I see you, Maher. And I know you've joined evil and you think that you're going to deliver the rest of us into a hell because you're already living in one. You will fail. You will fail. And the sands of time for you are running low. Now, before I go any further here today, I want to simply point out to everyone that we are listener supported, and I normally start the promotion of the Money Bomb a month out. It's listener demanded 5 years ago. This will be the fifth annual. And people said, hey, Alex, come on. You know, Ron Paul said half his money comes from your audience on the show. He just said that on the show. Why don't you start it? I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then listeners made a site, did it. And about a week before, I wouldn't promote it. And people said, come on, promote it. And so I did. And, well, that gave us the extra money to move into a bigger operation. We've since expanded two more times. And we've now got the TV, two of the TV studios set up, the sets. We're building two more little ones for kind of fireside chat area and then also entertainment news coverage area. We're going to launch a bunch of new things in the future. We're looking at the different sharing networks with the different TV systems worldwide. Most of it's not satellite now. You upload a big sharing system, even in lifetime. The fiber optics, the we will do a free-to-air satellite uplink. That'll cost quite a bit of money, but not as much as you'd think. The point is we're doing a lot of stuff. We're going to that next level. And then I intend to be able to fund things, hopefully, not even do one of these next year. Been on the razor's edge whether I was going to do one or not. That's why we haven't promoted as much. But we do need the capital. It costs about $500,000 a month to run this operation. We've got about 50 crew members and contractors. You count all the writers, researchers, film editors, the journalists, people running the show, producers, bookers, customer service, shipping department, sales, and some other areas. So bookkeeping, two people on that. So the point is that we're going to the next level, and to do it securely in the middle of this recession/depression, it's important to have funding. And NPR gets a bunch of government funding that's taken at gunpoint and then also begs for money all day, you know, 12 months out of the year. We do this once a year, a few times ahead of the event, and then on the day. We're going to go 48 hours next Thursday and Friday, a bunch of guest hosts, amazing surprise guests, you name it. Now, that's next Thursday and Friday, InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. And we'd like to raise $1 million. That would really, like a CNN studio is like $5 million, folks. So we're doing all this on the cheaps, but some of that's caused us problems. There's a few upgrades we need to do. It's essential that we raise $500,000. But we'd like to raise $1 million. So go over to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And you can donate $25 up to $1,000 or more. If you donate $1,000, you get a signed bullhorn, stuff like that. We got some T-shirts up there that we only printed a limited number for that say InfoWars Money Bomb, you know, Liberty or Death. It's all up there. And we buy the quality products from us. That all supports the show. So there's also, you can donate that way, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're going to get banners up today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so you can go over there to the site. I would say buy the magazine to support us, but my goal with that is to get the word out to people that aren't awake. So it's at cost. And we're now going to glossy with your subscriptions. We've found a way to do that. And it's like the old Rolling Stone in its format. You know, it's big. It's a big glossy. And it's simply amazing. Just simply amazing. I mean, look at this. Flu shots give you the flu. Vaccinations kill. Incredible graphics and art in this baby. DARPA, the real Skynet, all the surveillance systems, QE3, the two parties controlled by the globalist, what's in your house, the tracker systems. All of it available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 12 issues plus the first issue for $59.95. That includes the shipping. Or you can just buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. What is it, $14.95 for 10? That's even more discounted up to 100. InfoWarsStore.com. Great way to wake people up. It's like a big color book. A lot of people won't even read a book because it's intimidating. It's like, hey, check this out. You want to know about the technocracy? This has got all the quotes of the elite, how they're poisoning us and how they plan to get rid of us and use robots and drones to do it. Hey, or hey, you know, this first issue, Rome burned, will we? The economic collapse engineered, QE3 coming, and then it did happen. Boom, it's important. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And folks, by voting with your dollars and voting through free association, by spreading the word about the radio show, if you're listening to us on AM and FM stations or about InfoWars.com and the free podcast or audio streams, or by getting a $5.95 a month subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv to see all my films and the daily radio show and the nightly news, you support alternative media. But I've got to say this as well. Whatever you do, our AM and FM stations, even though we're dominant on the web, number one radio show on the web, that's not just me saying that. That's major trades publications, Talkers Magazine, Radio Inc., Google Analytics, Alexa. I mean, everybody says they're number one, and it's kind of obnoxious, people that have no listeners saying it. We are number one when it comes to the Internet, and the numbers are there. You know, when one of my websites is three times the size of Rush Limbaugh's, I mean, you know, it gives you an idea, three times the size of MSNBC, you know, InfoWars.com. I mean, there's the proof right there. Just go look it up at Alexa. We're not bragging. We're saying, wow, we're having success. Thank all of you, whether it's media people that have helped us and you know who you are, or whether it's the general listeners. AM and FM, though, even though we're number one on the web, we're now becoming very, very powerful on AM and FM. And let me tell you, I can tell that that's a big deal. And people are really paying attention. And I've got a big responsibility here, and we are just getting picked up. I don't know. It's over 15 stations the last 2 weeks. There's 50-plus stations in the process of signing up the show right now, getting out of their contracts with their people. I mean, it's just – it was already happening. We were already growing fast, but Michael Savage leaving radio, it's just – I mean, it's huge. So we're trying to really up our game here to get the word out and fight the globalists. We appreciate the AM and FM station owners, their general managers, their program directors. And it's not enough that we get top ratings for people. We get big great ratings deliveries all over the country. That's one reason we were already growing. You've got to have the sponsorship. And the globalists like to fund crud. And that's been admitted in the radio industry trying to kill it. Don't let them kill talk radio, period. Support the stations you hear us on. If you're a local business, voting with your dollars is what's going to overturn the globalists while we still have some free market to fight back. The collectivists want to get rid of that, so we're at their mercy, and then it's over. Are very close to it without violent resistance, and I don't want to go there. I want to try to fix this peacefully and say we tried as hard as we could. So, again, please, if you're a local business, even if it's a small package, it doesn't matter. Do a radio package with our local stations. If you want to just donate to them, I've talked to stations that don't take donations, and they go, my gosh, we had you on the weekend and got all these donations, and then we put you on weeknights, and the ratings came in. Now we're putting you on live. You know, that's what happens every station that picks us up. It's incredible. But it's not. Sometimes it's not enough because you don't get the big globalist sponsors, you know, like General Motors that, you know, lives off government payoffs. And I got a General Motors car. I mean, I'm not attacking General Motors. The point is that that's going on. We're getting very deep into this crony capitalist game where they pick the winners and losers. It's not just about, you know, being successful. It's not just about having an audience. That's a lie, folks. That's what it used to be about. Now it's about being a good little global stooge. But we're not doing that. The stations are standing with us. So be sure and not just support them, not just support their sponsors, but also, hey, it's time to go stand on a street corner with a sandwich board saying, tune into the local station. People do that, by the way. Here in Austin and all over. It's time to really warn people. I mean, listen, they got 20% of our kids in 2006 on psychotropic drugs that physically hurt them. And they have quotas. And they push them on kids who aren't even, quote, behavior problems. They give them high fructose, caffeine drinks, Twinkies all day, television all day that screws up the wiring of their brain. Hundreds of studies. New ones came out this week. Guys, actually pull up the London Guardian article about scientists say don't let under threes even watch television because they suspend disbelief and mentally get trained to not think on their own, to not live. Talk radio boosts IQ and cognitive neuron connections. Just look that up. Books boost it because when I say Marilyn Monroe and you're listening on the radio, you image Marilyn Monroe with her skirt blowing up, you know, with the air shooting up, don't you? At least if you're a guy, you do. If you say great white shark. You image a great white shark coming up out of the water and, you know, biting a big piece of meat hanging down. Chum. And when you watch non-interactive television, it absolutely hammers your IQ. And there's the headline. Band under threes from watching television study says. I mean, type in Alzheimer's television study. I mean, it's off the charts. Well, they know, ladies and gentlemen. I've been in the psychology departments of two major universities, and all they're looking at is how to flicker the television to put you deeper into a trance. This is a big deal, and we're not going to get out of it by just, okay, well, things are bad. Boy, things are, we're living in 2012, sci-fi, Margaret. No, yeah, Bob. The fact that we are getting on so many stations shows people are waking up. The fact that so many program directors and owners and general managers go, you know, I thought that guy was crazy, but it's all coming true. We better put this guy on the air. Because more and more, it's not just about money or ratings. People understand, man, we're not going to have a stinking country if we don't turn this around. We've got a batch of criminal, authoritarian control freaks that have built infrastructures based on fraud, and they've gotten better and better at fraud, and it's all they know is fraud, and they want more and more of the economy, and as they kill the economy through fraud, their answer is more fraud, which means less and less for even the elites and their minions, so then they expand until everything collapses. But now they've written actuaries up saying, well, the robots and the automation, it will supply us with what we need even when society collapses, but the general public isn't going to get it. So now they're romanticizing mass death, teaching you your scum, telling you you're trash, telling you humanity is filth. So now I'm going to get into this right now. Bill Maher. I talked about Bill Maher yesterday. The story went extremely viral. Paul Watson wrote a story about it. Bill Maher, we need to promote death. And if you listen in here, he says, the planet's too crowded. Let's kill the right people. And he confuses it with the death penalty. But if you listen, he says, yeah, well, a lot of people that support abortion, they just know there's too many people. That's what that's really all about. Well, yeah, how many abortionists have we got on tape saying, we need to kill black babies or kill minority babies? I mean, I've heard that dozens of times before. Now it's on tape. But they say that to whites thinking, oh, you must be racist like them. It can be an Asian. It can be a black doctor. It can be, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've heard black people say, well, we need to get rid of these poor blacks. That's how you get in the globalist club. When you get around real establishment liberals, they're not liberals. They are vicious, parasitic people that are into the fact that they know how people work and everybody's scum and they're all scientific and survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, that they need to be a predator and you deserve for them to scam you. And so they're going to have long hair and sandals and act all trendy. That doesn't mean long hair and sandals means you're bad. There's real loving peace type hippies that are good people. But the globalists camouflage themselves as the lady in the flower dress. These people are sick. Okay. I've been around them. I grew up around it. I've seen it. I've talked to so many, you know, psych warfare people, famous government people, you name it. And they'll go, yeah, you're right about all this. What you going to do about it? You need to just join it, Alex. You'll never beat it. You know, we're in control because we're the best. No, cancer is not in control just because it takes over the body. And so I wanted to talk about Bill Maher and what he really stands for. You know, the idea of I don't like there being traffic. Let's kill people. It's really just all about we're going to kill people, and it's that decision that gets them on a power trip. My wife, again, only worked for PETA for a couple years. She did it as an activist, you know, going out, handing out literature, dressing up in stupid costumes, and then she did a good job of it, knew how to deal with media because she, you know, had a degree in communication and had worked in PR, and they brought her in to, you know, upstairs in Norfolk, Virginia. And I remember her when we've been dating a couple of years, and she moved in with me because we're getting ready to get married. And she's like, yeah, I got contacted. You know, they know who I am, even though I use a different name, and they want me to do this big book. And somehow they know that I didn't like what PETA was doing and left. And then, I mean, she's one of the only ones to ever get in to the top. And then that was only for a few months. And she was like, what in earth is this? And she got scared even telling me about it. You know, when somebody lowers their voice and starts telling you, and I got to be honest, I mean, it creeped me out. I mean, because they come in there, they're bad news, folks, and they're at the very top. Peter Singer is like their quasi-secret director. He's the guy that says kill kids up to age 3. Bill Maher's on their board, and this is who they are, man. And they are They are sick. She and one of her friends left because they were pressuring them to go get animals from the animal shelter just because they like to kill them. And I said, you can't write a book about that. I go, I believe you, honey, but no one's going to believe that. Of course, later the police caught him with one guy dumping hundreds of dead animals there in Norfolk. And they caught him some other times. I mean, it's just like, what the? And the other stuff she told me, I'm not even going to say. It's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I don't know what to call them. I would call them devil worshipers. I mean, that's what I would describe. It's a devil cult. It's an anti-human, psycho, power trip cult. And transhumanist, eugenicist, just pit of hell, filth. And, you know, Bill Maher, of course he comes out and says, kill people, kill, we need more death, I love death. Because he's on the board for a reason. And that's just him, you know, they're saying, you know what, life's nothing, a dog can do it. That's scientifically crafted by Singer and others, and they said this, to make you think you're trash, so they can just tell you to stand down and die, because they know you've got that life force. They know you're a human. They know you've got power. They're anti-human. They're anti-God. They're anti-creation. They're anti-strength. And I will defeat them. I choose life eternal. And we must crush these enemies of life. We must stop being weak. We must identify who they are and resist them.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The globalists are cowards. They slowly build their control grid, their spy grid. They dumb the population down with the chemicals they put in the food and the water. Now they openly say, we're going to put statins in the water. We're going to put Prozac in the water. They've already been caught putting the Prozac in. We're going to take control of your life. We're going to tell parents what to pack their kids for lunch. You know what? You can't pack lunch. We're going to shut down the small farms. And look at this New York Times. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's amazing. If not, just go to Infowars.com or link to it. Attention, deficit or not, pills to help school. And it shows the son, Quentin, who takes the drug risperidol, which, of course, is an amphetamine base, and it says it boosts his attention. Look at him. He looks... Show the poor boy. What does he look like to you? If you're looking at this, he looks like the street people you see that are on serious drugs, because that's what these are. And then look, he's got candy right there in his hand on top of it. He's got dum-dums, lollipops. They feed these kids crud, wonder why they bounce off the walls, and then put them on speed to burn them out. And go, look, he behaves much better now. They go, wow, the speed makes the kid burn out. Yeah, that's the whole point. And look at poor mama. You know mama's not a bad person. If I could spend an hour with her, I could wake her up, tell her about healthy food, turn her around. That's what's so sad. If I could just reach these people, if I could just get through, but I can't reach everybody. 15 million a week is not enough. Let me get back into Bill Maher. It's all about him lecturing you, and life is nothing. A dog can do it. And then, you know, what if a kid's got Down syndrome or anything else you don't want? Yeah, now they're aborting kids for the color of eyes they have or the sex they have. You see, it always leads right to pure evil. And then they point at the giant welfare cesspits they've created of destroyed humans and say, see, we need to get rid of that trash when they're the ones that get it to them. I'm telling you, folks, I've been around these people. I know them. It's a cult. It's a cult, and they love it that they're drugging our kids. And now they say, we're going to drug half the kids. And now I have seen cases where they send the CPS and take kids. If the school says put them on drugs, they come and take the kids, saying the school psychologist says, no judge, no jury, the priest says, your kid's got to take this. So you got to take it. Or the CPS takes them off to a dungeon, and they put almost 70% of kids, 69% nationwide, on these drugs when the state has them. Let's go out to break with again. Bill Maher, we need to promote death. And under it, we have all the population statistics, how the West population is plunging and how it's going to make society collapse, which is the globalist plan. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of this pig, this lecturing, arrogant, loving the sound of his voice with scripted crud. Here it is.
You support the death penalty, according to my notes. Isn't it largely Republican?
I don't, yeah.
You might not have birthed the idea, but...
So. I mean, I have a lot of ideas that you might consider conservative, but I feel like on that, I'm just... consistent, like the Pope is considered. The Pope is consistently pro-life. I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for the death penalty.
Oh, I bet.
Although I do believe in more DNA testing. My motto is, let's kill the right people. I'm pro-choice. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving. That's okay. What I'm for.
All right, wait.
Too crowded.
So
the planet is too crowded, and we
pause.
Need to promote death.
When I don't wish any harm upon Bill Maher. Hit pause.
Pro-death penalty.
Hit pause. I don't wish any harm upon Bill Maher, but yeah, how much do you want to bet that guy would beg for his life and beg hard? He's just a soft little chicken neck coward. Let's go out to break with the rest of him and get in the really sick statements. Here it is.
And pro-choice. I don't think they intersect. You may be the lone person in the world at that intersection.
Absolutely not. I've met plenty of people who have the same feelings.
Pro-choice and...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not randomly going around the street saying, hey, we're going to kill you. I mean, we're talking about people who've earned it.
Stay
but
there.
But as I say, you know...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.